Good morning. We'll call the November 3rd, 2015 Sussex County Council meeting to order. There's only three of us here today. Chairman, I know Mr. Wilson is in his rehab assignment. And Mrs. Deaver came in today and became ill and went back home. So you're stuck with the three of us. Approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. A couple of amendments this morning. We can strike drainage presentation. And under executive session, we can strike the item land acquisition, leaving job applicants' qualifications and personnel.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of October 13th and October 20th. Any questions, concerns, or corrections?
Yes, sir.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
I got something, but I think just what I have here, just some thank yous for some contributions that the council's made from one from the Art League here, but I haven't opened it up yet.
Public comment, Mr. Guy, in public comment? There are none, okay. We have a consent agenda of three items. Wastewater agreement number 1036, Sussex County project number 81-04, the resort at Massey's Landing, Long Neck Sewer District. And wastewater agreement number 556-4, Sussex County project number 8104, Peninsula Lakes Phase 1 construction, Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. And wastewater agreement number 1024, Sussex County project number 8104, Family Entertainment Center in the Westford Health Expansion of the Dubie Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions or concerns on those three? Entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business under my name is a discussion on extensions of expiring land use application. This is in reference to an extension of the discussion that we had at the previous council meeting. We have since had a few meetings in council with our legal team. I'm going to turn this over to County Attorney Mr. Moore to describe the way we see this process moving forward. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Lawson. We looked at, tried to find some legislative authority for granting of extensions. As you know, the sunset regulations are set by ordinance. And as such, looking at those ordinances, there's no provisions in those that indicate a procedure for granting extensions to the sunsetting. We have had a couple already, but those matters had been previously dealt with by the commission, and they were dealt with by the commission under statutory authority that was already set forth by the commission. So I believe that it is the best practice for the council to, and what I'd propose to do is next week bringing in a proposed ordinance that would indicate that this body has the authority to deal with applications for extensions on a case-by-case basis, that the as part of the application process, the person has to show that it is due to conditions beyond the developer's control that they've not been able to be granted or get their project complete within the required amount of time, that that extension be for no longer than a six-month period of time. And then have that introduced, that would give us specific authority at that point, and also that it would, any requests have to be made prior to the expiration of their project. So it had to be, a request would have to be made before the sunsetting provision took effect. So that would then come before council on a case-by-case basis, and that way it's totally safe for the council to act on those. So it would be acted on based upon an ordinance itself.
Okay.
question.
So the suggestion is an ordinance will be put together, and we'll circulate it when, in a week, you think?
Yes, it would be ready to be introduced next week.
Okay, and we'll have, you know, suggested reasons and
yes.
different things that we could...
Absolutely. For example, that...
Make sure it's very clear.
Right. Yes, and good points. It would have to be based upon not having approvals by the agencies at no fault of the own of their own, and those kind of circumstances. But we'll give some specifics.
Okay.
Mr. President, I have one question.
Mr.
Moore, you stated that they would be required to submit, I guess, the application for... to start, in other words, we have to receive their application to request the extension prior to the end of the year.
Yes.
Not that we have to give them vote on it before the end of the year,
right.
but the key there is that they have to, that last time we're in session in December is when they're cut off.
Yeah, what it would do, the extensions go through my recollection of the current ordinance until the 31st.
Gotcha.
So that would be the date that we would have that application by the 31st in Mr. Lank's hand. And discussing this before, and I think Mr. Lank mentioned it at last meeting, and this is similar to procedure that the Board of Adjustment follows, as long as the request was made and it was received by the offices before that sunsetting process took place, then it could be acted on afterwards, and that would be addressed in the ordinance as well. So that way it's clear that as long as the application is received in a timely fashion, then you could act on it later.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Final item is the County Administrator's Report for November 3rd, 2015, item number one. There were 44,477 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycle Delaware pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of July, August, and September. Attached are reports received for each month. And item two, it is with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Catherine King on October 16th. Ms. King began her career with the Sussex County Call Board in August of 1967 and retired from the Emergency Operations Center as an administrative secretary in September 1994. Ms. King worked for the County Call Board and Sussex County Emergency Operations for a total of 27 years. We'd like to extend our condolences to the King family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. It's now time for our advertised public hearing on the Bergen expansion South Bend and Santa Clara Sewer District.
Yes, as Mr. Ashman is given the presentation, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Ashman.
How do I get her screen to wake up?
If not, we have help on the way.
Yeah. Well, while he's setting that up, this is the time and place for the public hearing. After he gives a short presentation, the council will have an opportunity to question Mr. Ashman on his presentation. And after that, there will be an opportunity for the public to comment.
Sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Permission for Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to include the balance of parcels of a proposed subdivision known as Burzen and the surrounding area was granted on September 29th, 2015. The parcels are contiguous to our existing district boundary, and it has an approved concept plan for the residential portion of the project, and we'll submit the commercial portion as they proceed. The top one-third of the project is already within our sanitary sewer district boundary. Currently consists of 102 total EDUs, or 3.5 EDUs per acre. That includes their proposed commercial, even though we don't know what it is yet. It's based on the square footage. And the entire annexation area is 45.34 acres, more or less. The project will be providing connection points for several other parcels currently in the sewer district, yet not yet served. And to date, we have received two calls from residents, one in support, which is one of the parcels that's included in the district, the larger portion or larger property there to the east, and one in objection to the expansion. That homeowner is not within the boundary we are proposing, but lives along Double Bridges Road and feels that we should not annex the property until the town of Ocean View approves the project. We explained that it's primarily for the sewer, not for the approval of the project.
Right.
I believe they may be here today to speak. That's about it, unless there's any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Eisman? Mr. Moore?
Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in regards to this request? Is there anyone that would like to speak in regard to the Burson expansion of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District? Yes.
Up here to the microphone, please.
Here. You need to come to the podium, sign in, and state your name and address, please.
Sign in?
Yes.
Name is Annette Reaping. The address is 36818 Double Bridges Road. Which is a Frankfurt, Delaware address. Thank you for your time this morning. I'm here to make sure that the process is followed comprehensively in this situation. It's a little bit complex in that you have the town of Ocean View involved, you have South Bethany involved, and then you have a road, Double Bridges Road, which is probably approximately 4 miles long, which is a farm road for the most part. There are no shoulders, and what goes on either side is a drainage ditch. There is some state forest down the road. The size of this particular development is going to add hundreds, if not thousands, of cars to that particular road. It's also a road that is on the bicycle path from Bethany Beach, Delaware, and the surrounding communities down to the Assawomen State Park. It's a very dangerous road, and adding large numbers of cars is going to be very significant. Now, you may say, why am I here since this is a sewer review? It's my understanding that final plans need to be approved normally prior to coming for your review as council people. And the safety of the community is why I'm here. I called the Ocean View Town to try and get a look at the plans to see if, in fact, DLDOT had an opportunity to review the entire road. And I was told the plans have not been finalized. So my question, I'm not opposed to the sewer district, I encourage it. My concern is that once it gets approved, even on a preliminary basis, that will give them the opportunity to begin the building process without the rest of Double Bridges and DLDOT reviewing the safety of people on that road. So that's the issue before you. I thank you for your time and considering it, and hope that you will rigidly follow whatever process is in place for your review. As a homeowner, if I came forward with temporary plans, I would not get any approval. And in this case, safety of the public, whether it be residents or our visitors to the area, I think should be taken into concern. You are the only organization, only government people that I know of that will have a review of this, because it's disjointed between the state, the county here where the road resides, Ocean View, and et cetera. Okay. Any questions for me?
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments? Is there anyone else here today that would like to comment on this matter? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, Mr. Cole.
Moore, no, I think Mr. Cole has something.
I just had to get some questions. Mr. I guess you might be the one that asked. The density with Ocean View on this project, I mean, if it doesn't get approved, what is the opposition's concern that we are putting the cart before the horse? In other words, say Ocean View rejects it for whatever reason.
It doesn't harm us in any way. It's the plan that we approved is within our density, and it's planned to go into our sewer district. I mean, we could annex it whether there was a project or not. But
right, but
we typically
tie annexation
to a project.
Right? We just don't give it to raw land.
Correct.
So Is there any concern that we're giving it too prematurely?
I don't believe so. I mean, part of it's already in the district with the commercial, and I think most of their, I think their entrance is off of Kent Avenue, not off of Double mm-hmm. Bridges Road. I mean, but like I say, it's not approved by the town, so the town could change
if
their layout.
What is the density they're approving the town?
Well, density in, for Ocean View can go to 5 EDUs per acre, but they're currently at 3.55, so they're under our allotment point in time.
But if it got rejected and it came back in and said they wanted 6 units to the acre, would we accommodate them?
Most likely not, not without upgrades or...
Okay, I mean, I'm just wondering, is there some connection with our plan and what we approve? And what we're approving here today is to put a cap on the density, or are we just leaving it open-ended if they came in at 8 units to the acre?
No, we still have approval. If they do anything, they have to come back through us for a concept plan if they change any of the EDUs or any of the design.
Because I know some of that stuff, yeah, I think some of the reasons that the developers went to Ocean View is they got a higher density
mm-hmm.
in other districts, in other areas, and we actually did give them the sewer capacity, I think.
We did.
That exceed, right.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, since we did it in the past, are we going to be forced to do it in the future?
No. We don't have capacity at the treatment plant for that, so we can't upgrade above what we've allotted for
and
the
And Everett,
process.
Are you comfortable that we can say no?
Yes.
Even though the town has approved 8 units to the acre in a future concept, and we say no, we only have 4, what's the standoff? They go back and...
We would go by what we can provide.
We go by what we've allotted for the parcels based on the zoning. They can't exceed that.
I know, but in the past I've seen us be generous and give Millville, we gave over 4 units to the acre in certain projects. Okay, I'm not. The fact that there's the applicant's not here making a reason why, you know, like with a public hearing, shouldn't the applicant be here to say why they need the annexation or anything? I mean, we have no testimony from...
Well, we're not...
They've made application to us. They've given us the check.
Okay.
You know, they're in our planning area, so they basically have to connect to us if they're in our planning.
I mean, with planning and zoning, I know they make applications, and then if they don't show up, we got a problem.
Oftentimes, our hearings were not...
Right. For a public hearing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we don't require it.
No. I'm trying to recall. It's very rare that we see someone here for these type of applications.
Yeah. Yeah. Just if, in case somebody challenged, I'm just saying we got grounds to... support that. Okay.
Any more questions?
Yes, sir.
Simply
put, is our decision today contingent on anything that the town does?
No, not really. I mean, it's basically bring them into our district. We still have control over how much capacity they can use. I mean, I don't think there's anything that would limit us from keeping them at the capacity that we've approved.
And
within what we've allotted.
And then on Councilman Cole's point, I mean, again, is this decision contingent on them approving it, or is it not?
I mean,
it's separate because it's public sewer versus, and I understand that, but is ours contingent on theirs?
It provides them access to the sewer, permission to connect to it, but it does not guarantee them that the town will approve their project.
So the project could get approved, Mr. Arlette, or could get denied, let's say, and normally they don't, but it could get denied, and then we just have raw land there again, a field, and we've given sewer to a field, which is what in the past we've not done that. So I don't, like I said, I don't know what the situation would be.
Right.
I don't think it's ever.
Well, and I think to the... The young lady's comment earlier, you know, as it relates to, you know, DelDOT and that road and the bicycles, this is right in my district. It's right on the edge, and I go up and down Double Bridges probably daily. And it is a problem, especially in season when you do have a lot of out-of-towners that are on bicycles, that it is a challenge. I think that they feel that sometimes they own the road, and it is extremely dangerous because... there is, you know, deer there. There is no shoulders. There are ditches, and there are accidents fairly often on Double Bridges. And I know that's a DelDOT issue, but I think certainly I want to go on record as they need to address that and look at that.
And
I don't understand. I have to say one other quick point is it relates to these bicycle races or events. Why are they placing these bicyclists on roads that don't have bike paths or bike, you know, bike lanes, but it does create a challenge for sure. but this is separate from this, so I know that. I don't want to get too off track, but no. it was made comment earlier. I figured I would address that.
Right. To your point, I mean, as far as bringing projects into the sewer district and them not moving forward or not being approved, perfect example is the three parcels across the street were annexed. And once they started doing their research as to a connection point and the cost of it, they're still sitting there vacant, and they've probably been annexed for several years. I mean, the problem is you get them in the district, which is, you know, really doesn't have any cost effect on us. I think we can start billing them once we put front footage or put pipe in front of them, not before that. So it's really no disadvantage to us or advantage to them, you know, except for they know there's a connection there. Sure. They know they are able to proceed once they have their approvals in place.
It's pretty much wetlands where that little strip coming down there where below the word Assawoman
connection. Yeah, along the canal. That's almost that whole side of the road is wetlands. Looking at it.
Why do we even put it in a sewer district if it's all wetlands?
It keeps our path contiguous, fills in any donut holes that we have. That's basically the area to the east is filling in what would have been a donut hole in the middle of our sewer district. Instead of coming back to you in a year when a guy wants to build a house out there with another annexation, we've included it, filled that hole in so that it's able to move forward.
Request from the council. Okay. I guess we can close public comments.
Yes, we can close the public hearing. Yes.
Close comments. Okay, with council. I guess we'll ask Mr. Moore to read the short title of the resolution.
A resolution to extend the boundary of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to include all those certain lots, pieces, parcel land situated along County Road 361, Muddy Neck Road, and County Road 368, Double Bridges Road, and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
I guess we'll second it.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
I'm just concerned if we should wait for the town to make their approvals. Is there any deadline? Can I ask Mr. Ashby real quick? Is time is the essence of it? I know when we post things, we have deadlines.
Now that we got our 30 days extended to 90, I believe it is, so we do have some time. Yeah, we have probably an extra 2 months.
To approve, right?
For you to approve before we need to go back, repost, re-advertise, redo everything.
Okay. Do we have any idea what the schedule is with Town of Ocean View and doing these things?
We do not. We haven't gotten a letter yet. Normally, we get a letter from the Town of Ocean View, you know, letting us know that they have a project. Do we have sewer capacity for it? Yeah. What is allotted?
I do agree that we need to have better coordination, I think, when we're dealing with towns and our sewer, and they've got the development responsibility and we got the sewer responsibility, then the coordination of it should be, you know, a little tighter, and just so that we don't, you know, in the future have some issues with things that may get denied or changed or, you know, exceeded our capacity, and we've got a quandary. Is it possible to defer a week to?
We got a motion.
We got a motion.
Your second to approve it.
That's right. Okay.
I guess you could withdraw your second. You can withdraw your.
Well,
motion.
I mean, I'm just curious about the time frame because there is I think there is a concern as we move forward ever that there should be better coordination. I mean, we've never had it in the past, and I think this has kind of highlighted it.
I'll defer to him, but I don't think by us bringing it into the sewer district, we dictate anything that the town has to do. The town can do anything. They can deny it. They can change it. If they change it, the only thing they do us is come back with a revised plan or a revised layout.
But if we go ahead and say it and approve it, and they get denied, then we're sitting there with land approved for sewer without any approved residential or development plan. And that's the disconnect. I'm concerned because
we have a lot of land out there that's approved.
I know that. That's not a good thing. I think there's got to be a connection when we approve sewer that we know what we're getting. We just don't approve sewer and not know what we're getting. And that's what we've always tried to do in the past. And I know things have slipped through because I think we just get a little lax. But
That must have been before me.
I've had concerns about it, and other councilmen have not had concerns, and that's been a problem where we've moved forward. Is it possible to defer a week and just get some input from Ocean View and put it back on? So I would, if Mr. Arlett sees any problem, I don't think time is of the essence on this or anything, but.
No, I would ask council, I mean, unless we just amend or add an amendment to the, I don't know what the proper process would be, if Mr. Councilman Cole.
It's probably easier to just
just do it.
Take your motion away.
Right.
Make a motion to defer it for a week.
If you think it's if it's a reasonable request. I think there's a disconnect.
I don't think there's any hurt in that.
Okay.
So you're going to withdraw your second?
I'll withdraw my second.
Let's go withdraw his motion. That's a question. Are you?
I will.
Okay.
I shall.
Does someone make a motion to defer it?
I'll make a motion to defer.
For?
1 week.
I'll second that.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett, to defer action on this for 1 week.
And it's just for questions from the staff.
Get the input from the town on what their plans are and what their schedule is, and so we have an idea. Again, I think there should be, and I think it's very reasonable, and I think in the past we've not done this, but it makes sense to me that we grant sewer to a project that we know we're getting, not to something that might happen, might not happen, might change, might do this. So.
Let me pose another question, if I may, Mr. President. In your process, Mr. Ashman, there's a developer out there, a proposed community in this example, okay, if that proposal was not there today, would we be here today approving?
We normally do not bring a large parcel in like that to you unless it has a project on it or something approved from us.
And I think that's Councilman Cole's point.
We do it whether they have... Even if it's in the county, whether it has final approval or not, we still will bring an annexation to you. I mean, this is just, whether it's the town of Ocean View or the county, Chip's going to yell at me.
Yes. Whether it's the town of Ocean View or the county, if we have a concept plan and it's requesting sewer, we will bring that to you whether they have final approval from planning and zoning or not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we can start looking at it differently. Maybe...
But they have to
think about it up there at engineering department. We got a week to think about it, and we want to get some feedback. But I've been concerned for years that we shouldn't be granting sewer unless we absolutely know what we're granting it to.
I was looking to see if Lawrence was here.
I know we've done it in the past. It's just because some of the council who's been sitting here with me has not been as concerned as I have. But I think at this point, here's a good example of why we probably should have a different approach to the...
For final approval from planning and zoning, they have to be able to prove that they have sewer, correct?
It depends on the municipality.
Okay. What if it's just in the county?
I think that's
where the annexation sometimes comes before final recordation, because they have to have... They have to be able to prove that they can get sewer
Again, I think come to us. Maybe with the towns it's different. Maybe within the county in-house it's easier for us to do it a certain way. So just, again, I just request if you could look at it, and next week we come back with about Ocean View maybe making some kind of a connection between the two.
But again, it is not a new public hearing next week.
No,
it is strictly the question.
It's only being deferred for 1 week to talk to town of Ocean View and come back with their thoughts.
Sounds good.
Okay. Right. Thank you, sir.
We'll entertain a motion for that. We've got it. We'll take a motion to vote now, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Well, now, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item I have is the fiscal 2016 quarterly financial report.